the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The main purpose of the book is to have a starting point. Or no.
She's supposed to be a leader. And this is what we have in the legislature.
The main purpose of the book is to have a starting point.
You is so sweet.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that...
You is so sweet.
...knows what it's talking about. Who the hell is that and why is that not funny? Anyway, every night till 1 a.m. on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And then, truth is our bitch. Truth is our bitch. Take it through the looking glass and beyond. And, we let you know where it am at, you know, and we go places where other talk shows can't go. It's as simple as that, and as you listen and as you watch, you will find out. Watch us online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. You can take a look at our live streaming video. You can listen to the archives. You can listen to our podcasts, all of them, our classic Phil podcasts for free, and, of course, our daily podcast of each and every show. Thousands of hours in the archives, our news feed, guaranteed email response from your brother here, Phil. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. That's the world we're living in right now, so you better get your backstage pass. Otherwise, you're like a one-legged man in the old ass-kicking contest, right? Right. All right, 877-876-PHIL. A judge in California has blocked a law that restricts sex offenders from living near parks and schools. We're going to be talking with a former sex offender, a man who spent 8 years in a forensic hospital, Herb Sewell, in just a moment, about this new ruling by a California Superior Court judge on something called Jessica's Law. The ACLU fights for students' right to wear bracelets that say boobies. Plus, Hall of Fame manager Sparky Anderson has passed on. Sparky Anderson, 76 years of age, and a resident of one of our local cities, one of our sister cities down the road here, Thousand Oaks, California. Sparky, 76 years of age. I don't know how many world's champ, 3 world championships, I believe, 2 with the Reds, 1 with the Detroit Tigers, and a number of pennants. Great manager. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Later on, Ron Tarner will join us, Professor Ron Tarner from the Cloverdale Observatory in Colorado. All right, our affiliate spotlight this evening, by the way, on Sparky Anderson's former hometown of Detroit, WDTW 1310 AM, and in Lafayette, Louisiana, KVOL 1330 AM. So let's get on the line, Herb Sewell here from, well, actually, Herb, I will say that you're in Southern California, though you were not supposed to let anybody know where. Although you, as a sex offender, registered sex offender, you have to be registered, and people need to know who are interested where you live, but we are not going to let anybody know for obvious reasons.
Well, there are personal security issues having to do with my own personal security. There's also, of course, the fact that I do register and I allow those access, need that access to my address. But I'm also employed in a research capacity for a number of universities on the West Coast. And so I would rather not let any, if you will, any fallout or collateral fallout from our interview this evening affect my relationships with them.
I understand that. 877-876-PHIL. All right, let's take a look at this story, Herb, because I know you're with an organization called the Sexual Offenders League.
Yes, the Sex Offenders League of California. And there are some 1,000, 1,500 of us. We are basically in a consortium, an organization, so that we might access legal defense information, so that we can be made kept abreast of the latest laws and the latest rulings having to do with the sex offender. For instance, issues such as this is very important. Where are we allowed to live as opposed to where we can't? What our legal rights may or may not be? And certainly what is best for all concerned, most importantly the parents, the families, and so forth, of these children. But we also have lives. We were not convicted of a capital crime that would take our lives from us. So we were in prison, and now we're out of prison. I am myself in a halfway house, but I am going to be at some point purchasing a home, and I have looked at homes that I would like for myself, and I don't want to run afoul of a law that is already quite restrictive, I would say, Phil.
How many years were you in Atascadero.
I was there 8 years.
You were there for a number of violent crimes, not only against children but women, correct?
That is correct.
You also are very familiar with and have become friendly with other violent offenders. Isn't that true?
Yes, that would be true.
All right. And this Sexual Offenders League is an organization of individuals who don't want to go and commit their crimes again.
No, by all means, no.
These are men who, are there women in your organization?
I don't know. There may be. I don't know. I haven't looked at the entire roster of participants and members, but there could very well be.
All right. So what is the number one concern? And let me just, before you tell me this, we got this Jessica's Law, and Superior Court Judge Peter Espinoza ruled that sex offense parolees are forced to become homeless or go to prison because the law gives them few housing options. Now, the law states it is against the law for sex offenders to reside within 2,000 feet of a public or private school or a park. Is that how you understand it?
That is exactly how we understand it. And we think the judge has made a very fine ruling here. Now, I'm not the least bit interested in going out and offending again. I am interested, however, in being able to live someplace other than under a bridge or in a box, you know, or something like this. So I think it needs to be clearly spelled out for those of us in the Sex Offenders League and others who help us legally. What are we supposed to do? Now, the California Supreme Court has upheld, I understand, most of the provisions of the... And this came from Proposition 86, I believe?
Yes, it was in 2006, Prop 86, establishing Jessica's Law to increase punishment for sexually violent crimes. The judge in his 10-page ruling said that the housing restrictions have increased the homeless population. That, in other words, there's more homeless people out there and they're sex offenders.
That could very well be, and that's very dangerous. And we don't, those of us in the Sex Offenders League don't want this in this situation to be, to exist. Any more than anyone else does. So what we are proposing is the following. The judge has already struck down the provision that to live within 2,000 feet of a public or private school or a park is illegal. Therefore, those of us who are currently looking for a home, and this is a depressed housing market, and I would think that those selling homes would be inclined to have the business. You know, I don't know how easy it is selling a home these days. So I would purchase the home, and if there is a problem, obviously, then either the park or the school needs to be moved to an area where you're going to have less of a concentration of sexual offenders.
And now, you understand moving a park or a private school or public school is going to be very, very difficult.
I understand that, but what we're saying is two options here. Number one option is the following. Because it's been struck down, so I am allowed to live within 2,000 feet of a private or public school or park. So here's what we would say. Move the park or the school, which I understand is very, very difficult, or put some teeth into the law. If your child, and I say your child, I say this very generally, Phil, comes anywhere near me, then you are placed under arrest. You see, it would be the same were I, Herb Sewell, or anyone who's a defendant, sex offender league, or any ancillary organization, came within 2,000 feet of a child, or whatever it is we're not allowed to do. I'm not allowed to live in certain areas. Then it would be a crime, you see.
And yes, you're proposing that if you... So this law, having been that part of the law struck down, you're proposing that if the children come near the sex offender...
If the children come near the sex offender, yes. That the parents are arrested, that the child is then placed into some kind of state care until such time as this case can be adjudicated. Now, I'm registered. You can find out where I live. There's no excuse for your kid coming anywhere. When I say kid, I say there's all due respect, Phil, but I'm registered. And you find out where I live, I'm a sex offender registry. There's no excuse for your child to come anywhere near me, and if your kid comes near me, then we have real teeth. We throw the parents in jail.
Now, well, what parent is going to want their kids coming near you?
I guess, Phil, I don't think there's any parent that wants their children coming near me. However, let's put it this way. If I need to buy a home and I see a home that is well within my purchasing power, it's also a home that is close to a school or close to a park, and the parents know that that aspect of just law has been struck down, then you have this. Remove your children. Don't complain about it. Don't complain about it. But if you do complain about it, you now let the authorities know you have a child that is living near this sex offender. You're under arrest.
So, what about freedom of speech?
What about freedom of speech? You have all the freedom in the world, but you cannot, because of the risk to the child, you can't have your child anywhere near me. When you exercising your freedom of speech, say, I don't want that sex offender living anywhere near me, you exercise that, but you also say, oh, I have a kid here in the house. Aha, now the authorities come to your home, knock on your door, take your child, and put you in jail. And I think that's the only real way. And since I'm registered, the responsibility is now on the parents to make sure no child is around me. I've done my part. I've registered. I've done my part. I purchased a home in as legal a manner as I possibly can. I purchased it perhaps near a school.
Well, are you going to go out and buy a home near a school on purpose? Are you going to go out and buy a home near a park?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not looking for trouble. See, I'm not a sex offender anyway that's really looking for trouble. I'm looking for a home. I'm looking for a place to live as well as conduct my business, because I do telecommute. I'm looking for something that is befitting my income. That's what I'm looking for. So I've done my job, registered as a sex offender. I bought that house, thus and so. The individual sold me the home in a depressed economic, in a depressed real estate market. Of course, Giddy is a man on laughing gas that's been able to sell the home that he had to a sex offender that's 2,000 feet from a park. You might even say it's funny. You know,
I don't know too many people that's going to think it's funny.
But no, what I'm saying is the man's been able to do it. So I shouldn't have to turn away from a beautiful home that is right up my alley economically just because it's near a park or school, and the judge agrees with me. That's not very fair. So what happens then is you live near a park, you live near a school, Herb Sewell's your neighbor, you open up your mouth and say, I don't want him there. Oh, really? Do you have children there? Yes, I do. You're under arrest. And so...
So what does a parent do in that situation?
Move. You have to move. There is no choice. Or keep your mouth shut and see what develops. And
well, that's what the fear of a lot of parents is, Herb, and to see what develops.
I'm not saying see what develops. I'm not going to do anything. And
well, a lot of parents are afraid, Herb, that, you know, see what develops is exactly what's going to happen. And that means that before they can do anything, their child has been victimized. 877-876-PHIL. Your calls for our guest Herb Sewell coming up next. 877-876-PHIL. Next hour, Dr. Ron Turner. We're talking here with Herb about an aspect of Jessica's law in California that's been struck down. That law prohibited sex offenders from residing within 2,000 feet of a public or private school or a park where children gather. That has been ruled, I suppose, unconstitutional by a Superior Court judge. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, coming right back with Herb Sewell.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I heard about that. We're going to talk about it. On the line with me is Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell is a man who does research for a number of universities, history departments, as well as civics departments. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about his past as a sex offender, a man who was incarcerated in a forensic hospital, as a matter of fact. So you were, Herb, I don't want to put any more prejudice than is necessary here, but it's what we used to call a hospital for the criminally insane, isn't it?
That would be correct. That would be accurate, Phil, yes. It was at one time. Forensic hospitals referred to that way. It's not the most accurate way of looking at it now, because you can't really say, yes, criminally insane is true in terms of did I know or did I not know that it was wrong to do what I was doing. criminality in terms of the insanity of an individual means they didn't know whether it was right or wrong. I dare say there are a number of people at the Forensic Hospital of Tascadero and other places that were well aware of the fact that what they were doing was wrong.
But they did it anyway.
That is correct.
All right, we're talking to Herb, who was in for 8 years, about this sex offender law, Jessica's Law in California. This law said that as a sex offender, you were not allowed to live within 2,000 feet of a public or private school or a park. That meant that in the minds of the legislators who formulated this law, at least they would be away from children as registered sex offenders. And, oh, yeah, there's lots of kids in parks, lots of kids in schools.
Exactly, and they overstepped their bounds very clearly. And the Sex Offender League pointed this out to them.
Well, what do you mean the Sex Offender League pointed this out to them?
Well, through our attorneys, we pointed out that this is a completely asinine and unworkable aspect of the law. I have every right in the world, after I've registered as a sex offender, to purchase a home that is in keeping with my financial ability, and if it is near a park, it doesn't mean that I'm going to run over there and start to molest everyone that I see. Now, if there's a parent that is, take that deception to this, I would say to that parent then, get your child away from me. If you don't get the child away from me, then you should be subject to arrest. That is what we feel a very workable aspect of law, and one that we can live with.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here with Herb Sewell. We're going to take some phone calls. Here is Thomas. Thomas, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Herb Sewell. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Phil. Herb, how you doing?
Yes.
I'm good, thank you.
My question to you, Herb, is basically, I'm a father of an abused child, but, you know, putting that aside, I'm not angry with you about that at all, but...
I hope it wasn't me.
All right, let's not make the jokes, though, okay? I don't want to do any jokes.
I apologize.
No, it's cool. I mean, coming from you, that's to be expected, but anyway... Basically, you know, my comment to you
I'm trying to be friendly.
Let's let the gentleman talk. I don't want to get into a lot of crosstalk and personality talk here. Go ahead, Thomas, make your point.
Okay, well, anyway, basically the law is, 2,000 feet from a school, a park, where kids play,
yeah.
or you know, it's in school.
It's part of Jessica's Law, Tom. This is Phil. It's part of Jessica's Law, which is a far more sweeping law than just that. But part of the law, part of it, was no residence within 2,000 feet of a park or schools.
Which, you know, in my opinion, should be a lot broader. You know, first of all, the question I have for him is, well, where are you from? I notice you have an accent there. Or where are you from?
I come from Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland.
East Coast. Yes, sir. I lived abroad briefly. I studied abroad, but I'm an American by birth.
Okay. Well, I noticed the accent. I was just curious as to where, you know, where you originated from, I guess. But I can understand of an accent.
I have what some people describe as a mid-Atlantic accent. As I say, I did study not only in Great Britain, I studied in France for a period of time.
Okay.
I've lectured. I am a much more than just a sex offender. Unfortunately, that's the aspect of my life that is taken up.
All right, that, fine. That answers that question.
Gotcha.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Okay, so...
anything else?
In my opinion, you know, this leak that you have is probably a good thing. You can, you know, you guys who do your, you know, whatever you do can get together and talk about, you know, the things that you guys do. But that there should be...
Why don't I cut to the chase? Because I understand you're a little nervous. I'm going to live where I want to live, Thomas. The law is on my side here. Yes, it is. It is, because it says that that struck down that part. Now, I understand you not wanting your child near me. I totally understand that. I don't argue with that.
It's up to you to get your child away from me.
Yes, I do. If you don't want your child near me, then why would you have your child near me? All right?
You keep the child away.
And if you don't, you're arrested. I'm not arrested. You're arrested.
Well, actually, it's coming the other way around. All you have to do is move into a neighborhood where you're 2,000 feet within a school or a park, and I promise you, you will be arrested, not the child's parents, not the child.
No, because they struck down that aspect of the law. You don't understand. So
would they strike down this part of the law?
Are you kidding? Mr. Hendry just read it to you. And it's in the California...
Don't worry about it. It's the California law, Jessica's law, and that was part of the law that a judge struck down.
Right. So now I can live within 2,000 feet of a school. I don't want to. I don't want to be harassed out of a neighborhood. So to put teeth into the law, what I say is this. If you're found to have children living near me and it bothers you, then you're placed under arrest.
Then the parent is placed under arrest if it bothers them that you live near their kid.
That's exactly correct, because you've allowed yourself, you've told everybody where you live, near me.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Back with more.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry
Show.
I
wouldn't do that, though.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and online at philhendryshow.com with our live-streaming video and audio of the show. Herb Sewell has joined me. Mr. Sewell is among many things, we are not just one thing. We are many things. When we look at our own lives, Mr. Sewell was at one time incarcerated for crimes against children and women at the Atascadero Forensic Hospital here in California. Now, he is out. He is a registered sex offender. He works telecommuting from where he is living now, a halfway house, correct?
That is correct, yes.
We're just looking at this law, Jessica's law, that today there was a ruling made by a Superior Court judge saying that an aspect of Jessica's law, this is a law that is a law that deals with sex offenders.
And Phil, as a member, I am a member of the Sex Offenders League, and we're very familiar with the law. We don't ask to be consulted on anything. But of course, we're very, very interested in the ruling today.
Well, the ruling today says that one aspect of that is, I suppose, unconstitutional. He says sex offender parolees are forced to become homeless because of this law. So the ruling that says you can't live within 2,000 feet of a public or private school or park is unconstitutional, and therefore he struck that down.
That is correct.
Now, you said that you're looking at a home or a townhouse?
There is a townhouse that I won't tell you where this is because I don't want to. And this is just to protect myself. It's to protect the individual selling the home. But there's a townhouse for sale now that I'm very much interested in. It's right across the street from a preschool. But it has attached parking. The homeowners association fees are reasonable. The commons are beautiful, well, very well kept. Beautiful pool. Two stories. There's a living room loft. And it is perfect for the kind of work that I do. Now, it is across the street from a preschool. Because I'm a registered sex offender, individuals will know that I live there, concerned parents, so forth. If the parents are coming out of that preschool with their children in their ballerina outfits, shall we say, or they're coming out of the preschool with their children all in their little pink tights or whatever they wear, that's parading that right in front of me. Now, if you have a problem with that, then you'd have to say, I'm moving. If you make it known to me or known to the authorities that you've got a problem with me living there, now you're placed under arrest.
Why are they placed under arrest?
Because you brought your child knowingly near my house.
But the whole school's there.
No, you're not going to arrest every parent. If they keep their mouth, excuse me for saying this, if the parents are all right with me living there, I was going to say if they keep their mouth shut, but I don't want this to be contentious. If they're all right with me living there, and yes, on some level they keep their mouth shut, and they don't make life for me any worse than it's already been, then we live together in harmony. But if they make an issue of it, then you either get your kid out of the school or you are placed under arrest in violation of the law. That is, bringing your kid near a sex offender. You see, if I go near a kid, I get arrested. If the kid comes near me, the kid gets arrested. You can't arrest the kid, and that's what I wish I could do, but the parent then has to pay the price.
Oh, how are you going to arrest a little preschooler?
Some kind of an incarceration for the child, because the kid needs to learn, you know, if you want to educate, this is the best way to do it. Put that kid in jail for what he's doing.
Well, Herb, that's the first thing you've said on my program tonight that sounds a little weird, man.
No, there's nothing weird about it.
Yeah, it sounds very weird. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Julie on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Julie, you're on with Herb Sewell.
Yeah, I just had a question.
Yes, ma'am.
You move into a neighborhood where there are already children there. There are already parents. There are already children. Why should the parent then be arrested just because they complain or they say something to the authorities about you living there? You know, they're concerned for their children. Why should they then get arrested when they may have been there for 20 years? I mean, you're the outsider.
I'm a registered sex offender. I've registered. I've done what the law asked me to do. Now I've moved into a neighborhood. Now these parents are saying that there's a risk to their child. Well, the law says that I have a right to live there. If you feel your child is at risk, then you've knowingly kept your child in an area where there is a sex offender. Therefore, you are in violation. It's a felony, and you go to jail.
Well, wait a minute. I think what Julie is asking is, you have a right to be there, okay, but the parents have a right to be there.
Right, but I'm not complaining about Julie. She's complaining about me. I'd say, well, why do you have your child near me? Well, I didn't know my child was going to be near a sex offender. Well, then it's all just keep quiet about it. And I don't mean to say this to you, Julie, but in general, just shut up and don't say anything. Because the minute you do, now your kid's arrested, you're arrested, every kind of hell.
But it doesn't make any sense for you to be the one who's moving into the neighborhood for the person who's been there for years to be arrested when they haven't done anything wrong. I mean, they're trying to protect their children by going to the authorities and saying, look, you know, we're just concerned. We want to make sure that, you know, y'all are aware that he's here. You know, why should they be arrested for that?
Because I've already registered, so they already know that I'm there. And you, by going to them, you're bothering them, you know. I shouldn't say you're bothering them, but it's needless prattle, you know.
Well, what? I mean, if a parent, look, there's a sex offender on the street. I'm really nervous about this.
Right. And I say to you, say I'm the police officer.
All right.
And, Mr. Henry, you know the sex offender has to register.
Yes, sir, I do.
Then why are you bothering me?
Why am
who
bothering
said that
you?
We were bothering you. I mean, you know.
Yeah, who said?
Well, I'm the police officer, okay?
Okay.
And you two come to me and you say that there's a sex offender on your street. And I say, yes, Julie, and yes, Phil, we know he's registered. And you say, well, it bothers us. And I say to you, you better just cut your losses, you know, quit while you're ahead and get out of here.
What does that mean, quit while you're ahead?
Because then I've got to arrest you.
For what?
Because you've got your children near a sex offender. Don't you understand? Isn't it about protecting children?
Yes.
Then why would you have your child near a sex offender?
I didn't know my child was near.
Well, now you do because he's registered. Now get out of my precinct. I wouldn't say it like that, but I'm sure there would be some police officers that would be very short on patience and might say, get out of my precinct house and don't ever come in here again.
I mean, I think that they would have the right to say, okay, yes, you know, you've told us, you know, we are aware he is registered and stuff, but there's still no reason to arrest them. I mean, it's freedom of speech to say to someone, hey, you know,
we're
not comfortable with this.
But if you keep on talking about it and blah, 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 and I've got other things I've got to do, and I've got maybe a rapist on the loose, or I've got to go and, you know, do duty for a funeral, or get a cat out of a tree, or some ridiculous thing, and you keep bothering me, at what point do I just say to someone, would you put her under arrest?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're saying, okay, I understand sort of what you're saying. Julie, thank you for your call. Parents that keep bothering the cops about sex offenders who don't just move are causing the problem. I sort of understand. I don't get, you're making the parent the bad guy here. 877-876-PHIL, we're talking to Herb Sewell about Jessica's Law, which today in the state of California, a judge struck down an aspect of that, saying that the part of the law saying that sex offenders cannot live within 2,000 feet of a school or a park is unconstitutional. He said to keep a sex offender away from just about anywhere where there are children would make him homeless. And in point of fact, he said that there are a lot of these sex offense parolees who are homeless, or they just go back to prison because the law it gives them few housing options. And so the law was, at least that aspect, struck down by this one judge. 877-876-PHIL. Herb Sewell on the line with us saying that because of that, he can live where he wants. And if people are complaining about it, and you keep your child near him, then they're placed. You should be placed under arrest. Here is Kevin. Kevin, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Herb Sewell. Go ahead, sir.
Phil, it's a pleasure to be on your show. I'm going to try to keep my cool here with this thing that you've got on the line here.
We're not going to get very far. We're not going to get very far with you talking like that. No, we're not going to get very far with you talking to me like that.
Well, listen.
You talk to me like that, and I'm not going to listen to you.
Well, I don't care. You know what? What do you have this sex offenders league?
Where do you get
off? What exactly?
All right, gentlemen, hold on, gentlemen.
Well, the guy calls me a thing.
All right. Just chill out. Go ahead, Kevin.
My question to you is, your sex offenders league, what exactly you guys do when you get together in your sex offenders league? Do you talk about, who you molested or what? I'm just curious. I can't figure out what this sex offenders league thing is.
It's a group of men who were incarcerated for these crimes who share legal information, share information on housing, share information on rehabilitation, share information on hospitalization, insurance, and so forth. It's a way for these men to connect with others like them, whereby they are not tainting, if you will, the social atmosphere of wherever it is they are. And they're talking to people that understand them. I don't think it's unique in American society for individuals of unique experience to bond together. And this is the sex fair. And yes, we do sit around. We have a twice-a-year barbecue. And
you have a barbecue?
Yes.
Well, that's
and what do you talk about at the barbecue?
We talk about what it was like in prison. Things like that.
But that's beside the point. The fact is, why do you ask me about it?
Will you let the gentleman talk?
My two kids, my little girl and my little boy and myself and my wife have the legal right to go anywhere that we wish to. You, on the other hand, don't, okay? You have... I didn't know you wanted the right to put your children in front of a sex offender.
Why do you want the right to have your children living near a sex offender?
I would rather you live under a pile of garbage, as far as I'm concerned, in a landfill. That's where I'd love for you to stay. 2,000 miles, not 2,000 feet away from a playground or a school. People like you are a disgrace. You're telling me that I have to be arrested because I come around you? Now, I'll tell you what, if my children happen to be in your vicinity, I'm going to tell you something, man. You even cut your eyes at my little girl and my little boy, and you're going to have to deal with me, and yeah, I will go to jail.
All right.
And guess what? I'll be
and so you're going to parade your kid in her ballerina costume in front of my house because you think that's funny? Because you're getting your kicks that way, huh?
Wait a minute. He didn't say that.
Well, if he's got his kid in school, and he knows where I live, and he says, hey, here's my kid in a ballerina costume. What do you think, Herb? Wow.
My child has to go to school.
I don't know what to say about that guy.
My child, can play wherever she wants to. And if scum like you come around my little girl or my little boy, you heard what I said. You need to walk away, pal.
You want your kid playing in my front yard?
I haven't done anything wrong.
I have not done anything wrong.
You have, on the other hand.
According to the law, yes, you have. According to the law, you have, because you've decided that you want your kid playing on my front lawn. What kind of a weirdo wants to do that?
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did. He said, I know where you live, Herb, and I still want my kid walking by your house in a cowboy outfit.
I'm telling you, my kid don't have to. My kid can do anything she wants to do. That's what I'm saying. You, on the other hand, you have all the restrictions.
No, she can't. She can't smuggle heroin. Is your child allowed to smuggle heroin? No. Can you use your child to smuggle marijuana? No, you can't. And you should not be able to use your child as a way of provoking me in my brand new townhome with attached parking.
Well, that's you see, this is a conversation that's kind of squirrely, because what you're saying, Herb, is you're in a townhouse, you're across the street from a preschool, there's parents coming out with little kids, and they shouldn't be able to say a word about it, because then that lets people know that they've willingly put their children in front of a sex offender, and they get arrested.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think the time has come that the shoe be on the other foot.
Oh, I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, no, it isn't. It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense if you think about it. It makes perfect sense.
Makes,
you don't let me live anywhere.
Sense.
I can't
absolutely
you want me to live under a... You know, we have a housing crisis in California right now. I'm willing to put down cash money on a brand new townhouse. Do you know that that guy would crawl across broken glass to take that deal? But he can't because you, whatever your name is, Kevin, you don't want that guy to have the money because you won't be living in garbage.
Well, let's not blame Kevin. You're not going to put the real estate crisis on parents who are concerned for the safety of the children. Kevin, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
Why did your voice sound all funny there?
What?
Your voice all went, it sounded hollow.
Get out of here. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Herb Sewell on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show in just a moment on Jessica's Law.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Get control of your show, will you? Get control of your show.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. I just found out that you had played football. I won't say the alma mater.
I would rather that you not.
But you did play football. You were a starting fullback, and you were a All-American?
That is correct. That is correct. 2 years, my junior and my senior year.
All right, Herb Sewell with us. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Herb is a former... he was incarcerated for child molestation at the Atascadero Forensic Hospital in California. We're talking about Jessica's Law, a California law that made it illegal for sex offenders to live within 2,000 feet of a public or private school or a park. It has been that aspect of it, that section of it, has been struck down as unconstitutional. Herb is part of a group called the Sex Offenders League, where you say that you share information and you also have a barbecue.
We have a barbecue twice a year, yeah. There's a group of us that sit down. And
these are all men who were incarcerated for the same thing.
That is correct, yes. And we'll sit down there. I will never go back to my old way of life, nor will any of these guys. But there is a, how do I put this? The crime is horrible, but there is an art to it. And so you do sort of kick around back and forth. How did you get away with that? So on and so forth. It's interesting, but it is also, it's disgusting.
Yeah, that sounds...
Believe me.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go up to a phone call here. Cheryl in Fresno, California, listening on KJZN. Cheryl, go ahead.
Hey, I was just
yes,
wondering,
ma'am.
You know, why... I mean... Okay, let me start this over, because I'm getting a little confused. He's a sex offender. He's obviously made the choice to do something wrong to a little child. I don't know what the age of the child was. But the thing
all
is...
All ages. All ages.
That's fine, Herb. Thank you.
As parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and whatever, we are out here to stand up for our children to protect them from people like you. I don't know if you're going to go back to your old ways. There's nothing guaranteeing that you're not going to go molest another child.
No, trust me. Trust me when I tell you. No way, no way, no way. No way.
But,
there's no
okay,
way.
You're saying no way, but how are us as parents going to understand you're living by a school, by children, by whatever? There's people out there that live life every day like a normal person, and we don't know if they're a sex offender or not.
Well, there's children everywhere. Where do you live where there aren't children? Unless you buy yourself a farm, which I don't know about you, but the last time I checked my bank account, I can't afford that, or a ranch or something like that. So everywhere you live in the urban environment, you're going to be near a child. Now, if a parent is that concerned about the safety of the child, I've registered as a sex offender, then I would suggest they either move or risk arrest. I think it should be illegal to have your... It should be illegal for me to be near a child. Then if it's illegal for me to be near a child, then it should be illegal for a parent to be to have a kid that
why
goes near me.
Why are we arresting the parents? Because we're out there protecting our children against sex offenders being around our children.
Well, why are you living there as a sex offender?
I'm sorry.
That's nuts.
If we weren't out there protecting our children, then we should go to jail by all means. Because we're not out there trying to keep our kids from harm's way.
Right. So that's why you're going to jail.
Why am I going to jail?
You're going to jail because you're saying, hi, I have a kid here, and I know there's a sex offender there. And the police officer says, well, why is your kid here when you know there's a sex offender there? What do you say to that?
Well, you're slipping your kids around children. Obviously, you guys have to register for a reason. There's a reason why you guys have to register. That's to let the people know. But how many people...
Exactly, so I let you know, there's people out there
that don't have the Internet. I don't have the Internet. I can't get on the computer and tell you how many people
live. You can get the Internet very easily. You can get the Internet for $30 a month, you know. So that's, I don't know what to tell you. Have you got a cell phone? I'm disagreeing because there's nothing saying in paperwork
that I am not going to sex offend another child.
The Sex Offenders League, we guarantee in our league constitution that, well, it doesn't guarantee it, but...
Phil Hendry.
Ron Tarner next.
Learn more at talkradionetwork.com.
Welcome, man. Good evening. And it is the world famous Phil Hendry Show, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And we go places other talk shows kind of wish they could, but they can't. So they just kind of go where they can go to. And, well, there it is. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. One of my favorite talk show hosts, though, is in a little bit of trouble. I say he's a favorite of mine, Rush Limbaugh, not necessarily because I agree with him politically, but as a broadcaster, as a broadcast artist, shall we say, I really admire him, and I think he's a pro. He's not just some guy that gas bags on the radio, but he actually has a sort of a theatrical sense. But we are going to talk about comments that he's made about a woman who is testifying to a congressional committee on President Obama, his decision to order private companies to provide health insurance that would include contraception for their female employees. Rush Limbaugh, quote, called this woman who testified, this woman by the name of Fluke, I think is her name, that she was a slut, that perhaps she ought to be a prostitute. On his nationally syndicated show, Limbaugh made a kissing noise with his lips. He made a kissing noise with his lips, according to ABC, and said of Obama, what a great guy. What is she, 30 years old? He is attracting the comments of President Obama. President Obama weighed in, obviously, against Rush Limbaugh, who is not, quote, backing off. So slut was how Rush Limbaugh described birth control activist Sandra Fluke. Then, as frequently happens with charge statements by the conservative talk show host, the furor erupted. The Democratic Congressional Congress Campaign Committee, rather, has created an anti-Limbaugh petition, and President Obama even called a third-year Georgetown University law student to express his support. He made a kissing noise. I don't know what that means. White House spokesman Jay Carney said that Obama wanted to express his disappointment that Fluke had been the subject of inappropriate personal attacks. It's a major flap. But Fluke, anyway, seemed unflappable in a Friday morning appearance on the Today Show. She said, well, you know, Limbaugh's comments, she said she was stunned by his comments. She was very upset, noting they occurred on the first day of Women's History Month, but she didn't have any other real reaction to it. So this was the furor this week in talk radio. We have with us Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, who's been with us the last couple of weeks commenting on different issues relative to women's health and the progressive movement. And Dean, it's good to have you.
Well, thank you, Phil. Always a pleasure to be on your program.
And let me read a little more here for you and for my audience, Dean. By the way, our number, 877-876-7445. Stepping into an emerging culture clash over women, President Barack Obama made a supportive phone call to the law student who testified before Congress about the need for birth control, only to be called a slut by Rush Limbaugh. For Obama, it was an emphatic plunge into the latest flare-up on social issues. Democratic office holders and liberal advocacy groups have accused Republicans of waging, quote, a war on women. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with it, and I think that it has been a war on women, and I think that women who want to avail themselves of birth control, this is a health issue. The Republicans are very interesting. They say they believe in health, but obviously they don't believe in a woman's health, because if they are going to not provide or be opposed to providing women, Phil, with birth control, they are opening the door, if you will, to unwanted pregnancy, women who are with abusive men, women who've been raped, and so forth. This is very much a woman's health issue. And
you know, I know, and I want you to explain that a little more carefully for people so that people understand. How is providing a woman with birth control making sure that she doesn't have to necessarily pay for it if she can't afford to, making sure that women have access to birth control, contraception? How is it a health issue?
It is a health issue because if women don't have birth control, if they don't have contraception, then they are out having sex without it. And then you have pregnancy, you've got unwanted children, you've got the possibility that a child is at risk because the child is not wanted by the mother, and the problems, the psychological problems that come from that are very very profound. And the fact that a woman... hold on. Turn that. The fact that women need birth control so that they can have the same freedoms that men have means that women are psychologically balanced like men. See, you're asking me a question.
See, I don't really understand that completely.
Well, you're asking, it's not a very fair question when you say, what is the health issue? It's a health issue. To force me to explain it or to force anyone to explain it isn't fair. Do you ask men if they are abstaining from having sex when they are single and when they meet someone who is attractive? No, you don't. You don't tell men to abstain. You don't tell men not to use a prophylactic or other kind of device that a man would use. So why then are women not allowed to use that? The second problem, though, I do have, Phil, and that is, in a way, I do agree with Rush Limbaugh. I don't like the idea of women just having sex promiscuously. As a liberal and as a progressive and as a man who runs a holistic center that certainly helps women with their health issues, I have to be open-minded about it, but I cannot help but think on some level women are behaving as sluts, if you want to call them that, not as prostitutes, but loose, sexually loose and very open and relaxed, sexually relaxed.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, and we're talking about the comments from Rush Limbaugh about women using contraception being sluts. And really, he was talking about that one woman, but he meant...
There's no doubt he meant women in general. There's no doubt that he was talking about, for instance, my wife, who uses contraception, my daughter, who uses contraception.
How old is your daughter?
Well, I don't want to answer that question. Not because she's too young or too old, but that's a private matter.
Okay. I was curious, and I will respect that, Jay, but I was curious...
My name is Dean. I'm sorry.
I thought I was mistook you for someone. I was only asking the question, Dean, because I wanted to know the relative what you and your wife allow your daughter to do.
Well, my daughter is not a slut. I don't want to believe my daughter's a slut. She uses contraception. And I've had this conversation with my wife. And my wife feels it's important for my daughter to use this kind of protection. I think it's important for my daughter and other women to use this kind of protection. But I can't help but go places where I think men will go, and that is that a woman who is having this kind of frequent sex borders on slut.
What about men that have that kind of frequent sex?
Well, I don't think it's exactly the same thing.
This is where we're going to get into the problem.
No, there's no problem. I think men, yes, I think men should not be a bad example to women. I think women have wanted to go out and have frequent and unrestrained sex because they've seen men do it. And there is a bit of a monkey-see, monkey-do device going on, a mechanism here, that I think we have to look at. If you were to talk to the average American woman, you'd want to say to her, you don't have to be like a man. You don't have to go out and have sex every night with multiple partners or however you're doing it. Don't be monkey see, monkey do. Be your own woman and be your own person.
Well, monkey see, monkey do. So in other words, women don't really have a desire for sexual freedom. They just want to have what men have.
I think so. Having said that, though, it's very difficult to keep them from having the contraception that they want, the health care that they want, as much as I don't want my daughter to have it or my wife to have it, and I certainly don't want either one of them to be referred to as a slut. But I wouldn't be a man who supports women's freedom if I did not say they certainly are entitled to it.
Dean Wheeler is our guest here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And what I'm hearing you say here, Dean, is that you don't necessarily like women having frequent sexual encounters or having an active sex life. You might even agree with Rush Limbaugh in his slut analysis, but...
Well, but that's where the agreement ends. And
well, that's what I'm saying. But nonetheless, you will not deny a woman contraception. You believe that women should have contraception, and you think that the government should, in some cases, underwrite that if the employer isn't.
By all means, absolutely. It's one of those things, as men, we've just got to live with it. I don't like seeing my daughter putting contraceptive medicines or materials into her purse. I don't like to see her in her bathroom with these pills or gels. It bothers me, and I'm torn. But
do you see your daughter has a lot of this?
Well, I try not to let her see me watching her. So sometimes I'm going to be just at the door. If it's open a crack, I'm looking through to see is she putting herself at risk with no contraception, or is she using it? What kind?
Are you spying on her?
No, I'm not spying. No, she's my daughter. But it bothers me to think that she's going out at night, all, you know, prepped up, if you will, and all ready to go, ready for some action.
Nonetheless, you do support it.
Yeah, I do. And my wife has done quite a bit of work in that area in convincing me, but yes, I do.
Okay, 877-876-7445 here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll put Dean Wheeler on hold from the Northern California Holistic Center. Dean is of a mind that contraception, birth control, if you will, is certainly necessary for women. Women are going to be sexually active like men. In his mind, it's a little bit of a monkey-see, monkey-do attitude, but nonetheless, they're going to. He's not going to stop them, and he supports it. But he does think it makes them a little slut-like. What's your read on this? I don't want to call a woman a slut because she's behaving sexually the way men behave. Our number is 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
We'll be right back. world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here. I got my arm in a sling. I had an injury earlier this week while doing some other work. So I literally have my left arm in the sling because it was so bloody painful. But we'll try to do the best we can. We have Dean Wheeler on the line with us here from Northern California, the Northern California Holistic Center. Dean, we're going to take some phone calls. I want you to clarify, if you wouldn't mind, your position on women having birth control.
Well, it's totally, Phil. My position is very simply this. I'm opposed to Rush Limbaugh calling women sluts. I have a difficult time with it.
But do you agree with that? You said you agreed with it.
I think any woman that is sexually active borders on a type of slut. And it's difficult for me to say that. I have a daughter. And I have a wife. And I love both of them very much. And to think of my own daughter as a slut is a very painful thing. And so I don't want to deny my daughter birth control. By the same token, I don't want to see her walking down a street and having people drive by her and say, there goes Dean Wheeler's daughter, the slut. You understand? Or my own wife.
You would rather your daughter and your wife were not sexually... Wait a minute, your wife is married to you.
Well, my wife is married to me, and she's very sexually active with me. But that's because I demand it. And not because my wife is necessarily a whore. My daughter, on the other hand, I don't know. All I can tell you is what I've seen in her bathroom and what she uses, and I have to do that in a very secretive way.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. It sounds to me like you're a little torn on this whole thing. Let's go over here to Dawn, is it? Dawn, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
How can you say that? Why do you spy on your daughter?
How can I say, why do I spy on my daughter?
No, him. Well, I'm talking to him.
That's exactly
what he's doing. Oh, I'm not?
Yes, no, you're not. Yeah, you're talking to yourself.
Wait a minute. Yes, you're talking to Dean Wheeler. What is your question?
How can he spy on his daughter? And
well, that's not what you were talking about when you called the show originally.
Oh, no, what I was talking about.
I want to ask you a question, young man. I'm spying on my daughter because she is my daughter. And if I see my daughter using birth control, then I know she's going to go out and have a sex, which could result in disease. It could result in the further erosion of her morality. There are a number of things. If she's out after using birth control and she's having sex with multiple partners, even though she's using birth control, there is a risk.
That? And what would you call
having
that?
Sex? What would I call what?
Having sex with multiple partners in one night or in 1 week.
Having sex with multiple partners. But men do it too. Men do it too, so I can't criticize.
Well, how can you say something about a woman and a guy and it not be the same?
Well, it is the same.
If a guy goes around with a bunch of... He's still a hoe. He's still a guy that goes around and sleeps with another person.
You're right. So therefore, I can't tell a woman not to do it, because women are going to do what men do, and they see men sleeping with multiple partners. Some men will go to a brothel or a house of prostitution, and they'll run through every woman in the place in 6 hours. How can I tell a woman not to do the same thing? So I can't. All I can do is tell her,
of course you can't.
If you do that, you're a slut, and most likely you're a slut. You have to put it in ways that's going to really put the woman off. You're going to have to say, you're going to have flies. You're going to...
Oh, God, come on.
You have to say something.
It's plain and simple. And what you were talking about, Russian sluts and how they're not really sluts, how is that? If they're out on the streets prostituting and they're getting paid for it...
Well, what do you do? Do you sleep with women? Do you sleep with women?
Of course I do.
Well, what do you mean, of course I do? You could be gay. Or maybe you're so ugly no woman wants to sleep with you. I don't know what you do.
Not me, man.
You may enjoy just laying in bed during the day, wearing a pair of briefs, and looking at the ads in a Cosmopolitan magazine. I don't know what you do. I'm not about to say, and I wouldn't want to know. It could, you know. So if you're out sleeping with a lot of women, and I find you sleeping with my daughter, I would say to you, you have every right, and she has every right, but I would still, and this is the crazy part, want to hurt you with a baseball bat.
Yeah, that's what I call being, you're confused. You're confused. All right, thank you very much for your call, sir. That's Don. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Here is Casey. Go ahead, Casey. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I was just going to comment on, like, the health issues as to, like, what women use birth control for health issues.
Okay.
I don't personally use birth control for the health issues. Well, I kind of do. But it also helps, like, not only contraception-wise, but to regulate, like, a woman's menstrual cycle. So if, like, a woman has, like heavy cramps, and she can get on a certain type of low-grade contraception.
Well, there you go.
Help her cramps or her menstrual cycle.
Yeah.
And then also the comment as to
Casey, why don't you hang on for me? We're going to take a break, but we'll hold you over, Casey. Just hang on. Our number 877-876-PHIL. We're on here with Dean Wheeler. I better take my sling off because this is very difficult trying to work the telephone and the telephone. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. Women, shouldn't they be allowed to use contraception the same way men do? Or why does that make them sluts and guys are just, well, guys? The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Confused about it. Welcome back. We're with Dean Wheeler here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. There's a level of confusion that I'm hearing.
No, there is no confusion, Mr. Hendry. I am opposed to Rush Limbaugh. I'm opposed to any man that would prohibit a woman from accessing birth control and contraception the same way that men want to have their sexual freedom. What I'm having a problem with is what most of your listeners have a problem with, because I'm assuming your listeners are probably more conservative, and that is the sexual libertine sentiments of some women, and the fact that they might have multiple partners in one night. My daughter is one of them.
Is your daughter? You are spying on your daughter. You're looking through a bathroom door at her.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing, because I have that right. And
don't you think that is violating her privacy?
I am her father, and that is something that a father can do. If you're saying that I am a sexual molester, I would suggest you back away from that very quickly.
No, sir, I'm not saying that. I'm just asking, are you not violating the privacy of your daughter?
No, I am not, because she is my daughter, and I want to make very sure that she's not engaging in behavior that would turn her out, is the term. Make her into a prostitute. And the only way I can assure myself of that is by looking through the crack in the door while she is performing her bathroom duties. But you got to understand something. I'm not doing this for sexual kicks. I'm doing this to save her from becoming just a woman who is walking on a street someplace and standing under a street lamp for people to get a good look at her. Now, this is what we are up against as parents. This is what we have been up against. And I think that this is what Rush Limbaugh is talking about. Now, avoiding a contraception is impossible. Women are going to have sex. And in many ways, women are more sexually active than men. You can't stop it. You'll never be able to stop it. You and I both know that given the right time and the right place, a woman is capable of anything. What I'm trying to do is give myself an edge in raising my daughter properly and, of course, in being an advocate for women's health.
Dean Wheeler with us here, 877-876-7445. We do have Casey hanging on. She had more to say, and we appreciate you holding on, Casey. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Okay, first of all, I have a comment as to, like, the spying thing. I live with my father as well right now. And instead of spying on your daughter, I would suggest, like, talking to her, because, like, that seems to be the best approach. Rather than going behind her back and, like, spying on her, maybe you should, like, talk to her. But also on the fact that women are sluts. Women aren't sluts. Women don't want to be like men. Like, we don't aspire to, like, have a penis. That's not what we do. Some women are just sexually active. Some women like to have sex. So some women need contraception. So that's, like, pretty much all I wanted to say is I was kind of offended.
Well, about you. Yeah, I beg your pardon.
I was offended when you said that women want to be like men.
Well, Casey, this is Dean. My daughter, I would love to believe my daughter. But when she says to me, no, Daddy, I'm perfectly, I'm being a good girl, and she rolls her eyes. You're a young lady, and I'm sure you know what I mean when I say rolls her eyes. She'll say, yeah, Dad, I'm being a good girl. She clicks her tongue and rolls her eyeballs back, almost until you can see the whites.
I've said to her,
you don't have to roll your eyes back that far. and I can smell that perfume that they wear.
What do you mean, perfume they wear?
Well, there's a certain kind of a... Well, I hate to say it. There's a certain kind of a slut perfume.
Well, what is that?
I don't know. Not
really. No, there's not. I understand, like, when she says, yeah, Dad, I mean, a girl. Maybe try to, like, be more understanding, because, like, I tell my dad about everything. Like, I have that kind of relationship where I can tell my dad about, like, my sexual activity. I've been with the same guy for 3 years. That's why I'm on contraception. And I'm probably going to be with him for another 30, maybe 30. Who knows? But that's the thing, is, like, you need to create that relationship.
Your dad gets to hear all of this?
What do you mean, gets to?
Well, I didn't mean gets to, but he's... You're telling him all the details. You tell him all the details.
Well, I don't go into, like, super details. I don't tell him, like, what we do, but, like, I tell him that, yeah, we are sexually active. Yeah, I'm on birth control. And, like, when I need help or when, like, I need advice for something, I ask him. Just, like, create that open relationship, like, whether you have a son or a daughter or whatever. Like, and just, like, create it so that they don't feel uncomfortable, because that's what my dad did. He created it so feel uncomfortable, and I don't feel uncomfortable.
Well, I had said to my daughter that I would not have to spy on her if she would allow me, and I guess this is what we're trying to do here, Phil, is balance between a woman's need for contraception and a father's desire that his daughter not become very loose morally.
Okay.
I asked if I could take photographs, and here's why. Here's why. Just hear me out. If I've got photographs of what she's doing, then I can be assured that that's all.
What do you mean, photographs of what she's doing?
No. Please don't misunderstand me. And
are you talking about being in the same room with her and her boyfriend?
No. If she had a boyfriend, I'd be fine, like this young lady I'm talking to. But I'm sure my daughter is involved with 5 or 6 men. And sometimes in the same evening.
So why do you want to have a picture of that?
I don't know what's going on.
The thing is you just kind of, like, have to trust her a little bit and have to trust that maybe she's, like, kissing a million frogs to find her friends. Like, that's the thing.
Kissing
like,
a million, yeah.
They
kissing
would,
a million
like,
frogs wouldn't be a bad thing. Kissing a million frogs wouldn't be bad. It's that she's you-know-what to a million frogs.
Are you sure, though? Like, are you positive? Because you don't have to spy on her in the bathroom. Maybe she's only... wedding with one frog and just kissing the other. Like, you can't be sure of that.
The perfume is the dead giveaway. It smells... I have to tell you this. She's not Emerelda's daughter, as you know, Phil. I was married once before.
Yeah.
And the perfume she wears is the same perfume that her mother wore when she was going to go out and make a night of it at the Navy base.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, it's not funny, young lady.
Yeah,
young lady? It's not funny. What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing at that. Like, I'm like, how do you know she's going out to make a night of it? That's the thing. It's like, you're prejudging your daughter.
No, this is my wife. My wife, who I caught with five or six guys wearing Navy hats. They were wearing the swabby hat, nothing else.
Well,
and if my daughter gets involved...
Okay, you know, this is very private information that I don't think I want to hear too much about. And I think what Casey is saying is very sensible. Talk openly to your daughter. Get a relationship going.
But I can't... But she's telling me I'm not allowed to look at my daughter when she's using the gels. None of that.
No, it's violating her...
Yeah.
Violating her privacy. All right.
Yeah.
Casey, thank you for your call. 877-876-7445. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. I know that you were married once before, and that was when you were almost living a different life than you are now, Dean, and you're to be congratulated.
Well, I thank you, Phil. It was a difficult time. I had my daughter, and I had as I said, I had a very difficult marriage with a woman that I had met when the two of us were both on drugs. You know, I was a heroin addict.
Yeah.
And when I met. When I met Andrea's mother, she was also a drug addict. And then when she'd go out to the Presidio in San Francisco, which is where the military guys gather, she wore a certain perfume. And every time I smell it, it smells like just a dirty, filthy...
If you're still emotional about that period in your life... then it may be that you're being affected by more than just the behavior of your daughter. It may be that you're being affected by your own prejudices.
No, Phil, believe me, it's not that. I can tell you that I've done a lot of work on this. I have been through a couple of periods of psychological rolfing, and I've tried to get down to some of the really painful issues here. I don't think that's it. I simply think... it's the need to protect my daughter and see this thing through.
Well, I wouldn't spy on her.
Well, I'm going to have to. There's no choice, no alternative.
I wouldn't do it. 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-7445. Should you spy on your teenage daughter to make sure she's not using contraception or to make sure she's using the right kind of contraception? Do you assume your daughter's a slut because she's wearing a certain kind of perfume that reminds you of the wife that, was not faithful to you? Rush Limbaugh has opened up an awful lot of... he's opened up a lot of conversation this week about just exactly what is sexual freedom when we talk about women as opposed to men. I always felt it's the same thing, that women and men can be sexually free so long as they're being safe and responsible. Our number 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth. Is our bitch, the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't know. Sounds pretty far out to me.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And after the show tonight, we're going to do a question and answer on our website, philhendryshow.com. A Q&A following the show. We do this on occasion. If you're a Backstage Pass member, you can log in and go to the comments section and ask away. And I'll hang out with you guys on our Phil TV and HD broadcast. Telecast, a videocast, a webcast for a few minutes after the show tonight. Dean Wheeler with us from the Northern California Holistic Center, and we have been talking about the idea of promiscuity. What is a slut? As Rush Limbaugh, the noted talk show host, has brought this word to the fore. And you have said some things that are very interesting, Dean. You've said that your wife...
Hold on, Phil. I'm not on trial here. You're making this about me.
No, nobody's putting you on trial.
Well, you're making this about me. This is about Rush Limbaugh and calling a woman who needed birth control a slut. If my daughter's a slut, it's because she's taking after a woman that I took into my home after I'd gotten cleaned up, and then my wife got cleaned up,
What was your first wife's name?
I'm not going to utter the woman's name. I've made a promise to myself I would never utter her name. But my daughter is Andrea, and I love her to death.
How old is your daughter?
I told you I don't want to tell you that.
Okay, I made an assumption she was 15.
No, I'm not going to tell you how old she is.
All right, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I have on the line here Miguel. Miguel, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, my question to Dean, basically, he threw me off, and I understand the concept of having birth control pills, you know, that she won't get pregnant or whatnot. But I can't.
Right.
It just won't. When he said that he wanted photos, and he peeked, you know, through the bathroom just to check her out, I find that kind of perverting. You know what
no,
I mean?
I'm not checking her out, Miguel. I'm looking through a crack. When the door opens, the other side of the door, which is where the hinges are, opens a little bit, and you can peer through and see what bathroom activity is happening. And the reason why I'm doing that is to make sure that she doesn't have a veritable pharmacy in there of birth control, and, very importantly, is she taking any kind of an antibiotic? Because that means she's now graduated from sex with multiple partners. She is now a PhD in gonorrhea. Is that something I want my daughter to be involved in? Of course I don't.
Yeah, I understand that, because my daughter is very young at this moment, and I know I haven't reached whatever age your daughter is.
Yes, sir.
It's just a matter of, like Casey earlier, she was mentioning, you know, have you ever tried talking to her? At least, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And just, you know, sometimes us as parents, we have to throw the initiative to be able to talk to them themselves. If they won't do it, at least you have to.
I want to do that, Miguel. I really do. But when I talk to Andrea and she rolls her eyeballs back like a lot of kids do, that's exactly what her mother used to do. When I'd say to her mother, are you going down to the Navy base again tonight? And the eyes went rolling back.
Well, you're punishing your daughter because she reminds you of this wife you had that is no longer in your life. And apparently she's no longer in this girl's life because you're newly married, Dean, and your daughter lives with you.
That is correct. I got custody.
Okay. Why punish that child for what this woman, whoever she was and whatever she was, did?
I don't want to, but when she rolls her eyes, all bets are off. So I've got to work on that.
Oh, so you got to work on that, and until you get that under control, your daughter's nothing more than a streetwalker and a slut who's going off to the Navy base.
In a word, yes.
That's not fair. It's not fair at all, yeah. Thank you, Miguel, for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to another phone call here. I got Tracy on the line. Hi, Tracy. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Dean. You are projecting your ex-wife on your daughter. Don't do that.
That's my point.
You are going to make her resent you, first of all. Second of all, as a woman who has survived sexual abuse from the time I was 7 to the time I was 20 years old, don't peek through the door. That is perverted.
I would never do anything perverted.
Peeking through the door, okay?
I'm sorry, but if
she's inserting a tampon or using the restroom or whatever, you shouldn't be seeing her private parts. She is an adult. Even if she's 16 years old, 17 years old, she is an adult. Stop projecting your feelings on her, first of all, again, from what your ex-wife did to you. She is her own person. Maybe she wears her mother's perfume because she misses her mom. Or she likes the smell.
Why would she miss a woman that stunk like that? Why would you ever miss someone that stunk like a well-kept grave?
She's still her mother. That's what it comes down to. My mother didn't stick up for me and didn't stood by my stepfather instead of by me. But you know what? I can't punish my mother. I love my mother, and I will always love my mother. But you know what? She didn't stand by me when it came to my stepfather. She chose him because of the story he chose her. He told her. You cannot project it on your daughter.
I'm not sexually... No way am I sexually molesting my daughter. But how do I know she's not... Well, I'm simply saying, as a father, how do I know she's using as she says to me and to Emeralda, her stepmother, oh, I'm using spermicidal gel. Well, how do I know? I've got to watch it.
Wait a minute. You don't have to look at
you
the kid.
She's telling you what she's using. Trust her. She is
well, then
rolling
why?
Her eyes because you're driving.
All right. Well, her why did her mother roll her eyes? Why did her mother roll her eyes? I'll tell you why. Because I knew she was going to the Navy base.
Well, because your daughter rolls her eyes.
Is not her mother. Every teenager rolls her eyes. Because my daughter rolls her eyes at me. She's off at a Navy base. She's 12.
I don't
know.
I don't know. You know your daughter? All right. But I'm not going to comment. If someone
does it.
All right, and I will certainly trust you're a mother, and I understand, but I will tell you that when I smell that perfume, all of a sudden I'm thrown into a dark world, a world of darkness, and it stinks like a naval mess hall.
Well, I think there's some psychology that needs to be worked on here, man. I think you need to go.
I was just going
to
say that.
I'll tell you something, Dean. You need to go.
Family counseling.
Family, exactly. Family counseling. And bring your wife with you.
Oh, so the two of you think I'm nuts. Is that it?
No, we did not say nuts. We said there's issues going on, man.
You are projecting, which you can't do. Your daughter is the wrong person. I mean, just because, you know, the German president is German doesn't mean he's Adolf Hitler.
What?
You know what she was saying. Because, you cannot indict someone for the sins of others. Thank you very, very much for your call. Great caller, Tracy. Appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Alicia. Alicia, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, he mentioned
is it morning where you are, Alicia? It's evening here.
She's probably calling from another time zone. Go ahead, Alicia.
Actually, I'm in Washington State. He mentioned something. That he said he got custody. Well, boy, he could lose custody real fast over this. I mean,
what am I going to lose custody over? Because I don't want my daughter to be a harlot.
Well, no matter what her age, unless she's a toddler or a very small child, adult to peek through the door looking at her.
Alicia, hang on the line. We'll be right back with you here. We're going to take a quick break, but you will be the first one out. I hate to do that to callers, but sometimes we just.
What she's doing, that woman said, if she's just a liar, I didn't understand her.
All right, we're going to get back to our calls. Hang on, Dean. 877-876-7445. The word slut and women and contraception, do they really have to go together? We'll be back here with more from Dean Wheeler and your calls on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And welcome back to our show, our second hour here this evening, as we talk about recent comments by Rush Limbaugh concerning a woman testifying in support of President Obama's health care policy position on contraception for women. Limbaugh characterized her as a slut and as a prostitute. With me is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. He is a noted progressive, is a supporter of President Obama's position, is a supporter of contraception for women. But you find yourself not being able to resist considering your own daughter and your own wife sluts.
No, I never called my own wife. I never called my own wife a slut. You're right. I have thought of my wife as a slut. I've thought of my daughter as a slut. Is it my problem? I feel there are days when I need help, psychological help. But I also feel there are other days when the two of them are obviously, they're both, I don't know, they're both STDs waiting to happen is what I've said. And I
well, you're characterizing your daughter that way as a post-grad in gonorrhea really almost sounds hostile. And you've heard people say that you spying on your daughter, looking through the door to make sure, looking at her toilet activities.
Well, I'm very happy not to do that, Phil, if she will provide for me a photograph.
And then wanting a picture of her sexual activity, you think that's less intrusive?
I have to be sure of what she's doing so that she is not endangering herself. And more to the point, I think, endangering me by recreating her mother, acting like her mother, being her mother. I've already told you she stinks just like her mother with that perfume.
You've got an issue with this woman, okay?
I've never denied that I did.
Well, then don't put it off on this child. Let me go back to the lady that was hanging on. We have Elisa. Go ahead, Elisa. You're back here with Dean Wheeler. Elisa? Not there anymore? Let's go to Ingrid. Ingrid, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have a couple things that I'm very interested to say. First of all, it's mandated.
Well, I just say to the lady, hi, Ingrid. This is Dean Wheeler. I wanted to acknowledge. Hi.
First of all, I'm a nurse. I work for DOC.
Hi.
I've done this for quite some time. You got the hair on the back of my neck ruffled. First of all, you need to be pointing your finger at men as well, the men that are running around gallivanting. And another thing,
right.
Women, now, daughter or not, young girls, legally, at least in the state of Washington, if they have consensual sex at the age of 13, they can legally have it if the person is under 16 legally. And if you were caught watching her taking photographs, it's mandated you can be reported to the community officer compliance office because
I'm in the state of California. I'm in the state of California.
And does not matter.
My understanding is I'm allowed
you
to take photographs from the waist down.
You need to respect
from the waist
your daughter.
Down.
Hold
you
on, you got to listen to. Wait, Ingrid, you got to hold on and at least give the man a chance to respond. Go ahead.
All right.
Forget it. She doesn't want to listen. You know why? She hates men.
Oh no!
Well, that's
I don't.
A little.
No, you do.
Oh, no.
Otherwise, you would have
I totally love
you. You would have let me talk. You hate men.
Dean, say what you wanted to say. Say what you wanted to say.
See how she laughs? That's what a woman does. Well, I won't say it. Hear the laugh?
I'm here. I work with...
That's what a woman does when a man unbuttons his pants and drops them to the floor.
That's exactly what I hear men see and say and do every single
what?
Day.
What?
It's disrespecting their privacy. That is reportable in itself.
Are you telling me that other men are looking at their daughters through the crack in a door and you're not reporting them, but you're going to report me?
I'm not in that
That's
position.
Sick. That's
yes,
sick.
Yes, it is sick. Yes, it is sick.
It's sick that you're not reporting it.
If I caught my brother-in-law doing that with my niece, I would do it. But my brother-in-law doesn't do that.
That's what I meant by monkey see, monkey do. If you saw your brother-in-law doing it, then you'd do it too. And that's what has to end.
No, yes. She didn't say that. She said she'd report her brother-in-law if she saw him.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah,
she said she'd
definitely.
Do it. But my
more,
point is this.
The more you give your daughter reason to distrust you, the more distance there's going to be. And she's going to end up despising you and not wanting to talk to you.
I don't want her to despise me, but I certainly
but you
don't
know
want
what?
Her to stink the way her mother stunk.
But you know
why
what?
Why don't you take it easy, man?
It's going to happen. My mom died when I was 6. If I had something that smelled like her, didn't matter what it was, I would be thrilled to have it. Doesn't matter what anybody thinks.
Well, let me
ask
you this. Okay, let me ask you this then. How about if we just go down to where your mother's buried, open the coffin, and get a good whiff? Are you going to want to keep that?
Oh, that is unbelievable.
Well, you're not listening to me.
Are you telling me that your daughter smells like a dead body when she walks into the house?
That's what that perfume smells like to me, yeah. Now, I'm not going to punish my daughter for that. You're absolutely right. But I thought the state of California said very clearly that you can take photographs of your underage daughter in the bathroom if you if they are health-related from the waist down.
No, I don't know anything of the sort. What are you doing with it? Well, I don't know. What is that supposed to mean? Are you giving them to a doctor or?
No, I'm not.
No.
What
that,
doctor?
That is totally illegal. You need to take her to the doctor. That, you know, that is a violation of her privacy. I don't know how old she is. That doesn't matter.
All right, I'll tell you. She's 17.
That does not matter. That's where abuse comes in. That's where sexual abuse comes in.
I've never laid a hand on her. I've never laid a hand on her.
It does not matter. The matter is you're looking between the cracks. You're wanting pictures.
Well, I want to say that, Ingrid, you brought up the word crevice. I didn't. And that's where it begins to drift into a sexual area. I said crack in the door, and now you're talking about a crevice.
What's the difference?
Crevice in the door. Crack in the door.
No, dear. No, crack is acceptable. Crevice, now it sounds as if you're talking about a body part.
No, you're all wrong. You're all wet, man. You're way out there. And I think all of this has to do with your first wife, the hatred you have for that woman.
I don't hate anyone, Phil. No, I don't hate anyone.
Well, you are speaking of that woman as if there's great hatred to the point where you're punishing your daughter. Your daughter rolls her eyes when you ask her where she's going. She smells like, you know, this lousy skank perfume.
Well, we have proposed, and I have. Let me ask both of you. Don't you think there should be a law limiting the number of sexual partners a 15-year-old girl has in one night?
You know what?
Well, now what do you...
You need to let go of your daughter. She's growing up.
Man.
She's at that age where they need to make their own decisions. They need to make their own mistakes. And they need to learn from their mistakes. They're going to do that. They're going to make mistakes.
Okay.
Ingrid,
thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. I appreciate your call very much. We've got to take a break. Thank you. And I think that that was... putting a capper on that. For you to start talking about...
neither one of you wanted to mention what I had just said, which is, don't you think... you don't even want to answer the question?
What are you asking me, man?
Don't you think that a 15-year-old girl should be legally limited to the number of partners she has in one night?
I think it's a completely asinine question. I think it's a completely asinine question... that does not need an answer, does not need discussion. I think what we're talking about here, when you talk about an underage kid, that's exactly what you're talking about, a kid, a child, and we have to use different tools to communicate with a young person. We cannot come at them as if they're in a workhouse. We can't come at them as if they're in a squad room in a police department someplace. We have to talk to them as people in progress, you know, as people that are being created, and to say you need to have not smell your wife on this kid, and she rolls her eyes to the point where you see the whites of her eyes. All of these things sound as if you have a hostile relationship with your daughter.
Oh man, the fact that you won't even address the question—it's
a stupid question that I will not address. No. 877-876-7445. We've got one more segment here with Dean Wheeler as we talk about the big controversy this week over the use of the word slut and women who use contraception. Are they sluts? Dean Wheeler believes that women have the right to contraception, but yes, they still act like sluts, including his daughter and his ex-wife. 877-876-7445. The Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back. Here we have Dean Wheeler, and we're going to get right to our phone calls now because we've been I've been spending an awful lot of sort of what I call gas bagging time, sort of setting things up. Dean is on the line with us. Dean, I'm just going to get right to our phone calls, and we have Brad calling us from Las Vegas. Go ahead, Brad. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Yeah, hey, Phil.
this gentleman that you've got on the phone, your name's Dean?
Yeah, hi, I'm Dean Wheeler.
Okay. I heard you say that you would look through the bathroom door, you would look at your daughter as she's going to the bathroom. Did you say that?
I said if I had to look...
Didn't you say that you'd watch her go to the bathroom?
I said if I had to see if she was trying to secrete something.
Well, what does that mean, secrete something?
Hide something.
Okay. One time when I was working in a bus terminal in New York, and I saw a guy, when I used the toilet, and the boy, the guy that cleans up says, watch out, because this guy comes every, like Friday morning at 5 a.m. He's always peeking through the toilet stall. I'm sitting on the toilet stall. I saw a guy looking through the crack, okay?
Well, was he looking through the crack to see if there was a health issue with you?
No, I didn't even know the guy. You understand? I didn't know him.
All right.
And I saw this guy. I got done. I opened up the door, and I beat this guy pretty bad.
You assaulted him?
Yes, I assaulted him, and the reason why I did is because they told me this guy every morning, Friday morning would come in, and he'd look through the crack of the door. I beat this guy up bad, and I left him there. And if I saw you staring at my daughter...
Why would I be staring at your daughter?
Fine. Well, but if I saw you staring at a little girl, even if it was your daughter, I would want to beat you up.
Well, I can assure you that I'm not some pervert in a...
Now, you sound like a pervert to me.
I'm not a pervert in a New York bus terminal.
Well, what does that mean?
It means if you want to step to me, you're going to have a whole menu of issues to deal with.
What is that supposed to mean, sir? You know...
Well, I could tell you, or I could just show you.
Oh, you could tell me, or you could show me. Let me just say something to you, sir.
Well, you're the one that said that you beat up a man who was looking in on your health.
He wasn't looking in on my health.
He's talking about a pervert, some guy that's staring through the toilet stalls in a bus station.
I that's not what I understood him to say.
That's exactly what I said, sir. I said a guy... I was warned that a guy comes in there on Friday mornings at 5 a.m. because I was working tickets. I was a ticket taker, and I was also a driver at that time for Tramway. And so when this guy come in, I saw him. I beat him up. You're telling me that this guy's looking through bathroom stalls because he wants to make sure what?
Well, it could be an issue where he's looking to make sure that you are not... having problems with a bodily function. I don't know.
Why would some stranger be in a bus terminal looking in on something like that?
Yeah, that's perverted. And that's what I'm talking about. I heard other people say, too.
All right, H, thank you very much. That's Brad. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking to Dean Wheeler. Let's go over to another phone call. On the line here, we've got Crystal, I think it is. Hey, Crystal, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, and welcome, and go ahead.
Hi. Well, you know,
hi.
I think all these people are crazy. I mean, you know, anybody looking in on somebody in the crack of a door, that is not right.
I think
right.
So.
If you're worried about somebody having a secretion or anything, you ask them. You have another woman, or take them to the doctor. You don't look in.
Well, the other man said that there was a man peeking through a bathroom through the bathroom stalls at the New York bus terminal, and that
right.
He beat the man up. He beat him up.
Yeah.
Well, I would have beat... I don't see anything wrong with that.
Me
oh, my
either.
God. Are you kidding?
I don't see anything wrong with him beating him up. If he's
in
the bathroom stall...
This is some weird ass that this guy was working at the bus terminal, and he knew the guy was coming in and looking through the bathroom stalls at people.
But I think right. violence... Resorting to violence because someone is trying to look out for your health. If you, Crystal, I'm not saying...
For what? Why would you be looking in at the stall at me? No. No, you're not looking after my health. You're being a pervert. And he deserved to have his butt beat.
His butt kicked, yeah.
Yes.
Well, can we get back to the issue at hand, which is my daughter? And
well, it's okay. The same thing.
Well, hold on for a minute. I want to meet the guy that's going to kick my ass because I'm looking at my own daughter through the crack in a bathroom door.
No, I disagree
Dean,
with that.
Dean, you're asking for trouble. You've heard numerous callers.
I'm trying to make sure that my daughter doesn't wind up like the woman that had her, and that is a heroin addict.
I don't know how her father, staring at her through the crack of a door, is going to keep her off of heroin. If anything, it'll get her on heroin sooner.
Oh, boy.
Right.
That is so unfair.
No, it is.
So
it
unfair.
Is fair. It is
Why?
Fair.
If you Why?
If you're kicking in the door at your daughter,
yeah,
that's ridiculous. You don't peek in the door at your daughter. I mean, if my father ever peeked in the door at me, I would absolutely bust the door down on my own father and beat my own father down. I would tell him
beat up your own.
I would tell him he'd lost his mind and what are you doing?
Even if he was an elderly man, let's say you're now a woman. I'm assuming that you're a woman with your own life and you live on your own. And if your father were alive, is your father alive?
Yes.
All right. What if he came to visit you? And there he is, an elderly man, peeking through the crack in the door to make sure you're okay. You'd beat him up.
No, well, now I would say, Dad, what are you doing? Why are you peeking through the door? And then he would be...
that's not what you said. You said you'd beat him up.
He would
have
to have some good excuse. Well, now...
Well, you're going to assume now, at the man's age now, that maybe he's senile, or maybe he's... Yeah, you have to make certain assumptions before you...
I would think that he had lost his mind. But as a younger person, if he would have done that, yes, I would have come through fighting.
Well, I hope you understand, Mr. Henry, that what you've done tonight is you have solicited from your listeners expressions of violence. And
Dean, what you've said tonight about peeking through a crack in the door at your own daughter, getting a photograph of her in a sexual activity, getting a photograph of her while she's on the toilet, and you're saying that this is all a part of a health regimen or otherwise a way it's wrong. If you really believe it, it's wrong. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You need to go to a psychologist.
No, I'm not going to talk about the thing that gave birth to my daughter. I won't talk about it.
You're going to have to deal with it, man, because there's a big wall there. You call her the thing that gave birth to my daughter. You don't even express the woman as a person.
You know, I like how I'm doing all my talking to you, and the callers just get the slide. They get to just kind of carry in like pilot fish.
I'm in awe. My mouth is... I'm trying to pick my chin up off the floor. I really am.
So there you are with your mouth... Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
If you're sitting there with your mouth wide open, and your father walks by and says to you, "Why is your mouth hanging open like that? It makes you look like a slut." What would you say?
I would say, "Have you lost your mind?"
Yeah. What are you talking about? Is what she'd say.
He would never say that.
Okay.
He would never say that for one. Never.
Thank you, Miss Hendry. Thank you very much, Miss Hendry.
What's Miss Hendry?
Because I was asking the caller. I wasn't asking you. But thank you, Mrs. Hendry.
My father would never say that for one. Never.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your call. Good call, Crystal. Great talking to you tonight. We're going to move on. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. The sins of the mother visited on the daughter, and the father is having a hard time dealing with his own daughter. He thinks she's sexually promiscuous. He thinks she's a slut, even though he's a liberal and in favor of President Obama's health policy. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, man, look at that. That's on TV right now.
Phil.
She's blonde and wearing an orange. Yeah.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Live every night from the El Pacifico, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're live on Phil TV and HD as well. If you have a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show Network, which is philhendryshow.com, you can watch Phil TV and HD. You can look at our high-definition video cast of the show. And when that Apple TV gets rolling around sometime summertime, we're going to be ready for the streaming media for Apple products, and we will be on your Apple TV which means we ain't going to be on your laptop anymore. We're not going to be on your MacBook anymore. We're not going to be in your iPad anymore. We're going to be in the living room on your home TV set. So get a backstage pass and join us here at PhilHendryShow.com. Now, Dean Wheeler joining us from the Northern California Holistic Center as we continue talking about the health, reproductive health of women. But we've been talking here, Dean, about your daughter and whether she is sexually promiscuous to the point of really, you know, reminding you of her mother. Our number is 877-876-7445. Here is Lisa. Go ahead, Lisa. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Hello there.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I can't help but think, and I'm sorry, Dean, but it just seems so perverted. It just seems so not acceptable what you're doing. And, you know, earlier you mentioned that you had gotten custody.
You've never been a single father. I'm a single father.
No, you're not. You've got a wife.
She's a stepmother. She's not a real mother.
Oh, stepmothers are real.
Stepmothers are, huh? No, I don't think they are real. You do?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am one.
You am one?
Stepmothers are real, yes.
Well, I know you're real. I didn't mean to say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say you're,
I mean,
they
do play a part in their lives.
Well, yeah, but what kind of a part? I worry because I have a son. I love my wife, Emeralda, and she's much younger than I am.
Don't even go there, man.
Yeah. What?
Don't even go where I think you're going.
Oh, here we go. Now you're going to anticipate it.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm doing now. Now I have to anticipate you. If you're going to tell me that your wife, Emeralda, and your son...
Well, it's possible. Didn't you tell me you had a stepmother once, and she had the biggest parrot?
Yeah, you know, do we have to talk about that on the air right now? Do you mind?
Well, that's a whole other show, and I'd love to be a part
no
of it.
No kidding. No kidding.
Oh, boy, you are such a hypocrite, Mr. Hendry, and I think that this is the problem with the media. The hypocrisy. Just the hypocrisy that comes oozing out of my radio. You, Limbaugh, all of you. You make me sick.
Whoa.
Sick to my stomach.
Well, you're doing a pretty good trick on it, too, yourself. You're adding to it.
Well, ma'am, I have to tell you something. If the radio listening audience was a certain body part, Mr. Hendry is a fist.
You've got a mind in the sewer. And
I've got a mind in the sewer. I'm trying to protect my daughter.
No, you're not protecting anything with this.
No,
Well, how do you figure out? Because I'm taking pictures? Because I'm being innovative? Because I'm looking to get proof that she's not... Yes, innovative.
You are going against everything in the book. That is...
Well, ma'am, I don't...
What book are you talking about? Listen, I'm sorry, but you know, you said you got custody. Boy.
Yes.
You can lose it real quick this way.
Can I ask you a question? Do you have a lateral lisp?
You tell the courts that you're peeking in on her.
Her mother was a heroin addict. Now I took custody of that child to make sure that.
You know, you can't even separate the two. I mean, I can
separate this much that I don't want my daughter to be a loused up, scabby junkie. Or worse yet,
you're
a face of meth.
Right in that direction, boy. You are going to get
I'll tell you something. My daughter is a beautiful young girl, and she doesn't have a kisser on her like she's been doing meth for the last 6 months.
You keep up what you're doing. She's not going to be. You're going
and
to.
I'd like to ask you a question. Do you have your own teeth? Because this is what it sounds like. I guess you're kissing.
What a jackass you are, Dean.
What?
Making fun of people. You know, I got to tell you. I agree with this lady. How you got custody of that kid is beyond me.
I just asked the lady if she had her own teeth.
You're an insulting and a very impolite man.
I can't help how you hear my telephone.
I can hear you going like this. You know, the insulting and you're sinking. That's what it sounds like.
Well, I apologize.
No, it does not, Lisa. Lisa, you sound perfectly fine. It doesn't sound like that at all. I think he's trying to just deflect... more criticism. Thank you for your call, though. Let's go over to Tammy here on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Tammy.
I think he's sick. He needs his ass kicked.
Oh, boy, I'd love to meet the Marine Corps unit. You know, you and what army? Are you kidding? I'm trying to save
my daughter.
No, I'm not
kidding. For you to look in on your daughter, that is sickening. I'm a doc. I have a father.
You're a father? That's a new one.
I'm a daughter. I have a father. And if he was to ever look at me that way, that is
how
more
old are you? Are you
say.
Well, first of all, why are you still living at home?
I don't live at home. I'm just saying, when I did live at home, my daddy didn't do that. There's other ways to check on your daughter.
How old were you when you moved out?
That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry, if you don't mind.
Have you ever heard of Facebook? Maybe check her Facebook or something. You ain't got to see her naked. You ain't got to take nasty pictures of her. Check her phone. Check her messages. I mean, listen in on phone calls.
I don't like the term Facebook. I don't like what that indicates.
But no, what she's saying is the child may have a Facebook account, and you can take a look.
You think that there's going to be pictures of her there putting a tampon in? I don't think so.
What do you need to see that for? That's what we're asking. Why do you need to see that?
I've got to make sure that she's...
Do you have cameras in your toilet, too?
We have, yes. I've got an array that I put in. Why? Is that unusual?
Yes, that's unusual.
Excuse me, but I need to have security.
Are you telling me, hold on for a minute, I want to know, do you have toilets, do you have...
Do we have toilets in our bathroom? Yes, we do.
Wow.
No, do you have cameras in your bathroom?
You said plural cameras? No.
Do you have a camera in your bathroom?
Technically.
Do you have a camera in your bathroom?
Yes, we do. Of course
we do.
You
have a camera in her bedroom? You need help.
Of course we do. This is, every modern home has to have a camera somewhere near a toilet. I don't care how close.
No, my house, we have a camera outside to see who's coming in.
Yes, of course you do, and that's smart. But also, nowadays, I don't know, where have you two people been? Nowadays, you've got to have a camera positioned somewhere within 20 feet of a toilet. You must.
That is sickening. That is your private space.
I understand that, but there are more things going on in bathrooms today.
And this is your daughter. Where's her mother?
Her mother, the thing that gave birth to her, I don't know where it is.
She would be better off with a heroin head than a pervert like you.
With a heroin? You mean H-E-R-O-I-N-E? That's not what her mother was. Her mother was a heroin addict.
Okay, Dean, I have very little respect for you, Dean, because you refer to her as the thing that gave birth to my daughter. I think that is just, I don't care if she was a heroin addict, that's a disrespectful thing. Number two, I can tell you.
What?
I think she'd be better off with her mother than a pervert.
With a drug addict? Well, that shows the quality of woman that you are. Excuse me for saying that, Tammy, but if you think my daughter would be better off with a heroin addict than with her own father, who keeps very prudently a camera positioned within 10 meters of the toilet.
You are sick.
Why do you have a camera within 10 meters of a toilet?
The things that are going on in bathrooms today, one of the problems we have with the world is that we've got all kinds of things taking place in bathrooms, all kinds of deals being cut.
In your personal bathroom.
Okay. I don't know what's going on in that bathroom when I'm not there. And my daughter's home with one of her 15 boyfriends.
Dean, pick the phone up.
No, I'm not sick. I'm tired of being treated this way.
Dean, pick up the phone.
No, I'm not sick.
You're a pervert.
All right, both of you can go straight to the...
Okay, did he hang up?
Yeah.
He just yelled at you there. I appreciate your call, Tammy. I think you're a very sensible series of comments.
Everybody needs to whoop his ass.
Well, that may come to that. There's no question about it. It may come to that. I appreciate your call very much. Thank you. And thank you all. Dean Wheeler, is he...
I'll try to get him back if you want.
Well, I don't need to get him back on the air. He sounds like a child. He screams some sort of obscenity there at the end. And overall was behaving in the most bizarre manner. I've never heard anybody say that the modern home must have a camera somewhere within 10 meters of your toilet. Now that I think of that, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Why do you think he said that?
I don't know why he said that. I have no idea why he said that. I couldn't even begin to guess. He said something about how... What did he say, Robert?
He said he's got to have like a... there's all kinds of things going on. I took notes here. all kinds of things going on in a bathroom today.
Let me see those.
Give me that. All kinds of things going on in a bathroom today. You don't know the deals that are being cut and the conversation being had near the toilet. End quote.
That's bizarre. Unbelievable. We'll be back with more. Taking a break. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Next hour, news and information. And coming up after our show, but on Phil TV in HD. So we'll still be on our video cast, our Q&A, question and answer for this Friday night, Saturday morning. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876 Phil on the line with me, calling back Dean Wheeler. And it sounds to me like you're on the road, Dean. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right. I'm traveling to Salt Lake City. We are headed to Salt Lake City for a seminar, and I had to get on the road. And I wanted this phone conversation and this interview on your broadcast, Mr. Hendry, which we were listening to as soon as we got in the car. We were able to pick it up. Out of Las Vegas, K-Don, and the things that you said to me, I don't know that I'll ever be able to forgive you. And
What were you listening to yourself?
Yes, I thought that was you, if it wasn't, all right, but it...
It couldn't have been you because you hung up on me.
I understand that, and my wife, Emerelda, told me. The point that I'm making, Phil, all right, if I made a mistake, I apologize.
Yeah, I think you might have made a mistake. You couldn't be listening to yourself being interviewed if you weren't on the radio with me.
I thought it was on tape.
No, it's not on tape. It's a live broadcast.
The point that I'm trying to make, if you'll allow me. Hello, Mr. Henry?
Yes, go ahead. Make it.
All right. The things that are happening near toilets these days, and have been happening near toilets... for many, many years, are bizarre in the extreme. And if you don't believe me, have you ever heard the name Boy George? Have you heard that name?
Yes.
Okay, enough said. Have you ever heard the...
What do you mean, enough said? Boy George got arrested in a public latrine. Okay.
Yeah.
So, is your daughter... getting involved in some antic in a public... I don't understand.
I'm just trying to tell you that things happen in public toilets. And I'm trying to tell you that as long as those things continue to happen in public toilets, they'll happen in private toilets. If Boy George or George Michaels or whatever that man's name was that was arrested in the Beverly Hills Park toilet, if... those things happen to those guys, what could possibly happen to my daughter in my own private bathroom, in my own private house, living on a street where we only have elderly people and many of them have died? We are far removed from any city center.
All right, so in other words, your daughter, your family are not in any harm.
Not yet, no. Not yet.
877-876-PHIL is our number. You have a funny way of looking at things, Dean, is all I can tell you. Let's go to the phones now. Here is Bill calling from Denver. Hi, Bill. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Well, the very first thing that I would say to this man is agreement with you, Phil, that he needs to go to a doctor. He needs to talk to a professional.
Why do you say that? Because the host of the show said that?
No, because I'm saying that because I agree with the host of the show. No, because I'm saying that.
That's what I mean about the monkey see, monkey do.
No monkey see, monkey do. There's never been any monkey see, monkey do with me. I don't play that. When you say that because there is an incident of this homosexual behavior in bathrooms, and that somehow is related to your own daughter, I think you've got very serious problems. And
that doesn't surprise me, you know, that you would think that because of the monkey see, monkey do.
It's not monkey see. You seem to think that everything that I say or anybody says that is in agreement with the host of the show, you seem to think that means it's monkey see, monkey do.
I say monkey see, monkey do.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Henry.
Yes, you did say monkey see, monkey do.
No, I did. I said monk see, monk do.
And that's not the same as monkey see, monkey do. Monk see, monk do is more of a state of mind. No, you didn't say monk see, monk do. You said monkey see, monkey do. I think you are mentally disabled. I think you have very serious problems. I don't think anything you're saying on this broadcast tonight that I've been listening to makes any sense at all. I think you need a psychiatrist, and most likely you need to be put on medication. Oh, I see. And you're Doctor Who? Well, I'll tell you this. Doctor Who? No, I'm not Doctor Who. No, no, I meant, are you Doctor Who? Question, not the one that's on TV. I know that. Well, then what doctor are you? I'm not a doctor, but then you're not a security specialist, so why do you have a toilet cam? Oh, so you call it a toilet cam. It shows you have some professional experience with it? Maybe. Maybe I do, but I would never put it in my own bathroom, in my own home, so my own daughter, my own wife, women in my home could be compromised by it. And what does this monk see, monk do?
You didn't say anything like that, Dean. Monk see, monk do. One of the problems that I've had this evening is that you are not responsive to people when they say that you need a psychiatrist.
Wait, 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 wait a second. I'm not here, Mr. Henry, to be cured by you and your fun little listeners here. I'm not Mr. Henry's fun little listener. I've been listening to this broadcast. I called in. You're one of Mr. Henry's little fun group. One of the people that you give bumper stickers to or whatever you do. I'm not one of those people, and I'm not here to be probed and prodded. I'm not here to be poked and explored, to be looked at, to be told to bend over and grease up. Boy, you are sick.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that I'm here as an equal discussing these problems. Well, the problem is you think it's monkey see, monkey do, or monk see, monk do, however you want to say it, and it isn't. It's you saying ridiculous things with a toilet camera. I'm not saying what is he saying?
Okay, you know what? I'm going to let you go, Bill, okay?
No. You can't. You got to understand what...
877-876-PHIL here. We are with Dean Wheeler. The final few minutes. I can't continue to confuse people with a lot of your falderall here, Dean. But I will tell you this much. If you can find your way to a psychiatrist, it would really help.
Okay, so this is going to be the epilogue of this broadcast tonight. Dean Wheeler goes to a psychiatrist. Is that it?
I believe so. Because I think what's happening here...
You're not. This is not another one of these situations where Mr. Talk Show Host takes a guest, a liberal... You run me through the ringer. You run me through this gauntlet of your very weird listeners and some of these callers tonight who were talking through spit, who were talking through drool.
No, there was only one caller that you had called out. We had a great many people, most of them women, by the way, which I'm very happy to hear.
Oh, yeah, sure. I bet you had a lot of women calling. Well, once you screened through all the men, you put only the women on, so I had to deal with that.
No, we're talking to people that know something about the issue of women's health. Women. Now, I said, after listening to everything that you've said tonight, you sound like you need a doctor. You sound like you need a psychiatrist, not just any doctor, but a psychiatrist. As a matter of fact, do we have Dr. Sadler on the line, right?
No, I'm not talking to this guy, Sadler.
No, hold on. Dr. Sadler, you there?
Yes, Phil, I'm right here. Okay. Dr. Sadler, it's Dean Wheeler. Yeah, I know. I've been listening to you. And
do you gentlemen know each other?
Oh, I know this guy. He's the one that put me on Adderall. He's the one that put me on Effexor. He's the one that got me on the beta blocker.
And how did you feel after I did that?
I felt good. Better than I'd ever felt in my life. Why?
Well, then, doesn't that indicate to you that I did some help that I made it better for you?
Yeah, but I'm not able to have sex with my wife. All of the drugs you gave me kept me from suicide, kept me from wanting to strangle pets in the neighborhood, kept me from wanting to strangle that old lady that lived next door.
And your life is better.
My life is better, but I'm dysfunctional now. I have erectile dysfunction. So I'm happy. I enjoy my life. No sex. Gone. Disappeared.
Well, you know something? You got to give a little, a little, a little.
What?
You got to give a little to blip a little.
You got to give a little to blip a little?
Blip a little. I said, you got to give a little to blip a little.
You got to give a little to lip a little, but lip a little.
No, you retard. You got to give a little to blip a little.
Phil.
All I'm hearing is you've got to give them...